Since doctors began advising parents to put babies to bed on their backs, rates of sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, have fallen by more than half, but among American Indians they remain significantly higher. A study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association identifies risk factors for SIDS among the Northern Plains Indians. NPR's Vicky Quay reports.
In the early 1990s, statistics seemed to show that babies born to Northern Plains Indians were 6 to 7 times more likely to die in their sleep than babies born to all other races in this country combined. Tribal leaders for these Indian communities, located in North and South Dakota, Nebraska, and Iowa, asked the government to help them find out why. Researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, and the Indian Health Service worked together to design and carry out a careful study. Dr. Solomon Iyasu, a specialist in tracking disease patterns, was lead investigator.
One of the things that we wanted to establish was that this deaths were really SIDS, so we put together a very systematic, most extensive review of all these deaths during the study.
So when a baby died, a team of experts, which included coroners, medical examiners, pathologists, and pediatricians, would investigate the death scene, perform an autopsy, review the baby's medical history, and interview the parents. Using this strict criteria, Iyasu says they were able to identify 33 SIDS deaths, which confirmed what health workers had suspected.
Indeed, when all is said and done and you do a good, careful examination and review of the deaths, they do have a very high rate of sudden infant death syndrome.
So next, the researchers compared the families where babies had died with those who had lived. This enabled them to identify factors that could explain the increased risk of SIDS. One significant difference was binge drinking. Iyasu says he found that babies whose mothers consumed 5 or more drinks in one sitting during the first trimester of pregnancy were 8 times more likely to die of SIDS. And any maternal alcohol use during the 3 months before conception or the first trimester was associated with a 6-fold increased risk of SIDS.
That leads us to suspect that there may be some prenatal effects at very early time, like the early pregnancy, or before women know that they're pregnant, that may put these babies at risk. We don't know what they are.
This is the first study to link what's called periconceptual alcohol use among mothers to SIDS. The researchers also found that babies dressed in 2 or more layers of clothing when they were put to bed were also 6 times more likely to die of SIDS. The researchers believe the excess layers caused the babies to overheat. They didn't ask the families why the babies were bundled up so much. One suggestion, swaddling may be a cultural practice. Dr. David Grossman is a professor of pediatrics at the University of Washington and an Indian health researcher. He believes that since most of the deaths occurred during the colder months, it may reflect something else.
What is really unclear here is whether or not this is a marker for poverty because of the lack of heat, and that these kids that are bundled with more clothing are less likely to have a strong source of heating.
Grossman points out that some of the families in the study are among the poorest in the nation. SIDS researchers figure other risky practices likely played a role in the deaths, but weren't teased out in the study because they were present in both groups of families. Pediatrician Rachel Moon is a SIDS researcher at Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C.
For instance, in most other studies, there's been an association with maternal smoking and SIDS. We don't see that in this study, but I think a large part of that is because more than 3/4 of both the controls and the cases were smokers. The same is true for sleep position.
Just over half of the babies in both groups were put to sleep on their backs. So Moon says there's a need for more parental education. The study found educating parents does work. The risk of SIDS fell by 80% in homes where a public health nurse had visited compared to homes nurses hadn't visited. Vicky Quay, NPR News.